Yeah.
It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 18th, goes to Steve Keeley of Fox 29 and all the brothers and sisters in Philly who will be put in jail simply because they don't read, okay? It's kind of not y'all fault, but it is y'all fault because brothers in Philadelphia, sisters in Philadelphia, y'all need to read. Okay, please. I know brothers and sisters in Philly read because I've done book signings in Philly for my books, and they are always packed. Okay, line wrapped around the building, whether it's Barnes & Noble's or the good brother Mark Lamont Hill spot, Uncle Bobby's bookstore. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Uncle Bobby's, my guy Mark Lamont Hill. In fact, when I did an event with Mark, we couldn't do it at the bookstore. We had to do it at an old church because the bookstore wasn't big enough. Humble brag. So I know you brothers and sisters read, but if you all get jammed up because of this story that came out yesterday, then it's your fault. Because you have to read the fine print. You have to listen to the details, okay? Now, if you know anything about your Uncle Sharla, you know I hate headline culture. Headline culture has ruined us as a society simply because people don't read and news outlets put headlines out that they know are going to get clicks. People want traffic, not truth, okay? And yesterday, a tweet went out from Steve Keeley of Fox 29 in Philly. Steve Keeley of Fox 29 in Philly, you have to get this hee-haw because you tweeted out half-ass information yesterday because you said breaking in capital letters, breaking. This was in your tweet. Breaking. Philly police officers instructed to stop making arrests for a list of what are considered nonviolent crimes. Once again, breaking. Philly police officers instructed to stop making arrests for a list of what are considered nonviolent crimes. Would you like to hear what crimes police officers have been instructed to stop making arrests for?
What?
Okay. Certain nonviolent crimes. They are as follows. All drug offenses. All right. Theft from persons. Retail theft. Theft from auto. Burglary. Vandalism. All bench warrants. Stolen automobiles. Economic crimes like bad check fraud, etc. And prostitution. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Fox 29 Philly, Steve Keeley. Do you know what that did to the city of Philly yesterday? 11 hours ago, Meek Mill retweeted you and put GTA 6, Grand Theft Auto 6, about to start tonight in Philly. Okay, underneath that tweet, let me tell you what folks were saying. First comment I see is from Chris Dever. Chris Dever said, why would they post this information? Which was my first thought. Absolutely wild. Okay, I'll tell you why. They posted that because they want you to act up, young bull! Did I say that right, Eddie?
No.
Young?
I didn't say that right. Young Bull is Young Bull.
They want you to act up, Young Bull! I didn't say that right?
That's better.
Okay.
A little better.
A tweeter named @TheRealLibra got mad at Meek for posting it. She said, why would you even post about it? Knowing kids going to do exactly what's on that list. Give our youth a chance. Talk about being a voice for your people. The Real Libra, you can't be mad at Meek. He's just a messenger. Be mad at Fox 29 and Steve Keeley, okay? They're the ones who put that out in that way, okay, in that tweet, not Meek. All right, a Twitter account named @TheRealNinky said, just an excuse to allow us to do wrong to ourselves. Stay woke. Don't fall into the trap. Round of applause to those Twitter accounts I just named, okay, because I saw a lot of that same sentiment last night, all right? But to a lot of folks in Philly, when they saw that tweet from Steve Keeley with that half-ass information saying that Philadelphia police will stop making arrests for certain nonviolent crimes, this is what they heard.
Announcing the commencement of the annual purge, weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. May God be with you all.
Lord have mercy. Yes, the devil damn purge. That's what a lot of people in Philly heard when they read your tweet, Steve Keeley. But I'm here to tell y'all, don't click on the tweet and retweet the headline. Actually read the story. Because it's not what you think, young future felons in Philly. This is not an opportunity for you to do what you want and run wild with reckless abandon. Okay, since you won't read, then maybe you should actually tune into the news because WXTF Fox 29 Philadelphia, they were way more responsible than Steve Keeley tweeting about the situation because they actually gave you the details. So before you go out to get your packs off today, before you go steal a car, before you go swipe somebody else's visa, okay, listen to this.
Police are also making adjustments amid this coronavirus outbreak.
But officials are trying to be very clear about this. It is not an open invitation to commit crime in Philly.
Normally, anyone who is arrested would be processed at a detective division. Now, certain nonviolent offenders will instead be temporarily detained, their ID confirmed, and officers will complete paperwork. Then they'll be advised under a pursuant to arrest warrant rather than be brought back to a police station. The nonviolent crimes include burglary, drug offenses, and vandalism, among others. But if an officer believes an individual poses a threat, they'll call in a supervisor to determine next steps for public safety. In a statement, Fraternal Order of Police President John McNesby wrote, quote, "We are supportive of Commissioner Outlaw's directive on making arrests during the coronavirus crisis. The directive was released to keep officers safe during this public health crisis. Meanwhile, violent offenders will be arrested and processed with the guidance of a police supervisor."
You know, they used to say the devil is in the details. Nowadays, God is in the details. Okay, the devil is in the headline. God is in the details. Okay, isolate that one part and play it for the brothers with the beards in the back who didn't hear him.
It is not an open invitation to commit crime in Philly. Certain nonviolent offenders will instead be temporarily detained, their ID confirmed, and officers will complete paperwork. Then they'll be advised under a pursuant to arrest warrant rather than be brought back to a police station.
That's right. The same way you folks in Philly spread the news about the Philly purge, make sure you spread the news that basically the police are taking a rain check on locking your black ass up. All right. The party is just being moved to a later date. The game is just being rescheduled. OK, all the police in Philly are doing is RSVPing for you if you commit a crime. Trust me. So please, brothers and sisters in Philly, don't make your life difficult by going around spreading the false information that you can get away with committing nonviolent crimes. It's socially irresponsible and dangerous. You are preying on the fact that people don't read. But that is not an excuse for you Negroes not reading the fine print. So please, give Steve Keeley from Fox 29 News the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
All right. And just for the record, Steve Keeley did tweet after the first tweet that later on arrest people will be picked up later on, but nobody sees the second tweet. Mm-hmm. You got to lead with that, Steve. All of that should have been in the first tweet. Okay.
And Meek Mill deleted his IG post too.
No, it was on Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
Yeah,
oh.
It was Twitter.
Okay.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.